Hey guys, welcome to Hunter by the Sea. This is my podcast. It's called Hunter by the Sea because I did a big move to Nova Scotia from Welland, Ontario. I live by the sea now. You can listen to me every Thursday at 11 o'clock at Atlantic time. My name's Ter. I'm 11 years old. Just moved here to Nova Scotia. I have two brothers and one sister. I'm the oldest one. I love going to the beach and looking for shells and treasures. We go to the beach a lot now, because we live here by the beach. We use our metal detector a lot, and I will tell you how we first moved. We wanted to move first to New Brunswick, but we put an offer in the house until we saw a nice, beautiful house here in Nova Scotia. We started packing, we started getting realtors, we were getting, had to cram old us and the pets in the car for showings and open houses. But we did go to a park with friends and had burgers during those open houses and showings. It was a long time. I don't like open houses, but at the end, our realtor would leave us snacks, pops, and food. Tina was awesome from Coldwell Banker. The park here is nice. I shall tell you the story. We first started the pack boxes and the moving vans. Chaos happened. We all was getting in the car, cramming all our stuff and pets in the car and leaving. And we was getting in the car. It took a long time to get to Toronto. When we were past Toronto, my parents went in the resting stop and they fell asleep. And the next.
Did you sleep?
Yeah. And I slept. And, the next day we played on our tablets and went to Tim Hortons. And a couple hours later, we watched Jaws 3. And, I got a bagel. And a car broke down when we were almost in Nova Scotia. So we had to drive back to town and get our car fixed. Our car fixed. And we saw, a deer driving when we were in Nova Scotia. And we stopped at Valley Village and bought stuff and McDonald's. And we watched Ghostbusters 3. And we made it to our new house. Our new house is white, it has red doors, it has a basement and an attic. And the garage has a second level on top of the house.
So, Hunter, how many hours did we drive, would you say?
22 hours.
We drove way more than 22 hours.
Like 30? 23 hours?
No, we drove 34 hours.
That's a long time.
But, I mean, some of that was sitting on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you saw on the side of the road?
Daddy waving his hands like saying, "Stop! Stop! We need help!"
But the truck driver was nice. He stopped.
Yeah. And we had to get, he called CAA, and we had to get a tow truck.
What did we take? What were we thinking when the tow truck was coming, that we were going to sit where?
In the side of a road for a couple hours waiting.
And we took our cats and their dogs
out of the van. That was funny.
I should tell them. So what were all the cats in?
Cages.
And there's
four cages.
And how many dogs?
Two dogs.
And she tell them what kind of dogs, too, because Sky's a big dog.
Sky is a German Shepherd, lab German Shepherd. And Ernie, what kind of dogs are they?
Cocker Spaniel Poodle.
And Mama and Daddy had to get all four of us out of the car.
There was a lot of green space at the side of the road, but what else was there?
Forest.
What do you remember about the drive most of all?
The car.
Like, what do you remember seeing?
Like, forest, no garbage at all.
Yeah, there is not a lot of. There's definitely no garbage around here.
Yeah, but towns. We went past Quebec and Ontario.
Yeah, the provinces.
And New Brunswick.
Yeah.
What do you remember from Quebec?
Montreal. We went past Montreal. That was cool.
The roads, yeah. The roads were really, really bad in Montreal.
Yeah, they were, like, bumpy. Was it bumpy?
Yeah, big holes.
Yeah, big holes. That was funny.
So what was the worst thing about driving in the trip?
I don't really know that much.
You don't know? There was no worst thing about the trip?
No.
See, for me, I'd say it was a long trip.
Yeah, it was a long trip. Not for us. We were on our electronics and stuff.
So for other kids that are going to be moving soon and maybe going distance, what would be some of the things you would say you should bring?
And stuff would be entertainment.
Like, what kind of stuff would you say to bring?
Like a DS, a tablet.
If they have a Game Boy or a tablet.
And a DVD player if they have one.
Portable DVD player.
Crayons in their books, the cutter in. Snacks.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely lots and lots and lots of snacks and drinks.
Yeah, we stopped by to get dinner and lunch.
Yeah, but we tried to eat at home, like what we brought, too.
Yeah, we did. I thought we ate all of it.
What was your favorite place we stopped off on the way?
Let me think. Where
I think I posted pictures in your slideshow of us at the side of the road in the tow truck.
Yeah. I was in the tow. I sat in the tow truck going to the town. I sat in the tow truck with Daddy.
And the tow truck people were really nice. And the shop.
But it took, like, was it an extra day to get to the house after that, or did we get there at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Well, we definitely wasted some time doing that. I mean, we were there for
probably 3 hours plus.
Side of the road.
Plus side of the road. We weren't on the road for long. We only, like, 20 minutes until the...
Only 20 minutes.
And we slept, like, 3 times.
Yeah, but we only slept really quickly, too, like, maybe, like, 2-3 hours at most.
I slept, too, because it was too long. I wanted it to be longer.
And my tip in the beginning was if you sleep, time goes by faster. Did you think that? Did you find that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the park here in Nova Scotia by us. I like the park.
Yeah, tell them about Nova Scotia, like, beaches.
The town's by the beach.
We've been to how many beaches so far?
Like 5 beaches.
Like 5 beaches? Yeah, pretty much.
It's like across the street is a pathway to the beach, and you can see like the town by the beach. That's cool.
Well, you can see the ocean right there looking out the window.
Yeah, you can see the Bay of Fundy.
What do you most hope to see in the ocean?
I want to see seals and kill whales and a great white.
Yeah.
Can we go in one of those cages where you can go underwater and you can see a great white trying to break the cage?
What do you think my answer to that is?
No.
But we can go on a tour.
Yeah.
They have awesome tours in Digby.
Yeah. I only whale and seals, I think. What is it?
What do you most want to find treasure hunting on the beach?
I want to find a gold coin or a silver coin from a pirate.
That would be nice. So what's your show next week going to be? First of all, you want to get to ask the viewers, our listeners, something.
Tell you can tell me your story of moving or when are you going to be moving. You can email us at greenfamworld@gmail.com, and I will read a couple on my broadcast next week.
Yeah.
On Thursday at 11 o'clock.
So email us at green, like the color, fam, F-A-M, world, @gmail.com, and we'll maybe read your story, and maybe you're moving soon, or maybe you've moved. So, everyone, we're signing off.
Bye. Bye, Hunter by the Sea.
Email us. Thanks, guys.
Do I still talk?
You can still talk. You have 60 seconds left. Okay, say bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone, and welcome. And bye. Thank you for listening. Do I press off?
By the sea, hunters by the sea, where everything's great, by the sea. Athena wants to go to the beach.
It's probably over now.
It's like the longest 10 seconds
I
ever.
I know.
It's over.